Well, this is the magical portion of the program. We take your calls. William Stickevers, our special guest. I'm going to talk with him a little bit more about some astrological events, and then we'll go to your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you with William Stickevers, the astrologer. We'll get to your calls as well this hour. It's a magical portion. I love it when you take calls, William. That's fun.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
fun. Now, when you look at what's happening astrologically, does the moon have anything to do with any of this? We're coming up on a full moon on October 13th in just a few days.
Yes, it's considered the second harvest moon. We had the first one in late September. And the moon definitely has to do with the type of shift in perception where people will shift their emphasis and activities, values, their focus, during that particular period. So we're definitely moving into fall, even though we're technically in it. The fall activities as we go into winter actually begins at this upcoming full moon. So I think also as well, we're going to see a lot of key developments happen in the markets and also in Washington, where there'll be a decision will have to be made whether they're really going to go forward with this impeachment process or not.
Interesting take. Since you've been doing this, who did you study under? How'd you teach yourself?
You know, I was very fortunate. I studied with some of the world's best astrologers, not knowing at the time they were the A-list of the astrology world. I just thought they would just happen to be people who were very close by and were accessible and willing to teach me. And so I got mentorship. And probably one of the most one of the world's best electional, horary, and financial astrologers, Alfie Lavoie, was one of my main mentors. He was, along with Robert Zoller, who was an expert in medieval astrology and prediction, medieval predictive astrology. And then later on, I got into other forms of astrology, such as astrological magic and archetypal astrology, when I did studies with through Richard Tarnas and studying the, and also my Jungian, looking at astrology through Jung. Because Carl Jung, by the way, would generate the charts for his individual clients as they were going through therapy and then looking at the particular planetary transits making hits to their chart during the actual therapy process. So he was very much a psychological astrologer. Applying his method of while he was developing his method of Jungian psychology.
We were talking before we got to the break about the free will and our ability to change events. Let's elaborate on that a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about free will is that it's your ability to decide. You having the ability to decide and take action. And what astrology indicates is that there are certain things in your life that are going to occur at a certain time, regardless of what is happening, that is going to put you on a particular path. That is built into the soul contract or the soul's code and calling prior to the birth. Now, the decision whether to take action or how you respond to that event or development or that person that enters your life is where the free will comes in. And that's how we look at it.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's pick it up by going to Tammy in Meadville, Pennsylvania, to get things started. Hi, Tammy. Go ahead.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The question is for myself, personally, what might be seen for in the future events or future happenings?
Future events for Tammy.
Well, I'm going to need to get something to for her to focus on. What is the most important thing that she needs to make a decision this year on in terms of where she's going to move forward to next year. And then
right.
I can take a look at it.
What is that, Tammy?
Work.
Work.
Okay. Right. So you're currently employed?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think you've outgrown your job position there. Is this true?
Correct.
Yeah. So you're really stuck. I think also, too, so what I'm seeing here for you in terms of, There's going to be some changes in terms of the management, in terms of the direction. I believe the internal operations is in a dysfunctional state, and you are very aware of the sort of the morale is declining, and I think you need to plot your escape. You need to cultivate the necessary moral courage to make the leap. And I think what we're going to see, what you need to plan for is there'll be some unexpected shocks towards the end of the year. And I think this has very much to do with the management and along with some other operations that are going on now. So I think that's what you need to be doing, is making that leap that you've been sort of holding back on for a while.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does. How about anything for future home-wise?
What was that? I could barely hear you.
For future home-wise, anything for future home?
Can you give her a quick one on being at the home, William?
Yeah, being at the home. I mean, are you considering are you going to have to move? Like, is moving part of the strategy if you change work?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to need to take that. That's what you're going to need to do.
All right. Good luck to you, Tammy. Hope everything works out there. It's amazing how astrology works. I mean, what's your hit rate? What would you say, William?
Well, I would say with general predictions, it's around 80%, a little bit higher. With mundane predictions, financial predictions, it's in the late 80%. And with Hori, it's around 90%.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very high. It's much higher than other methods. I mean, what I'm combining now is remote viewing. I'm doing intense work studying with the world's best remote viewers right now and combining it with the astrology so we can get that closer to 100%.
Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, William. I'm drawing kind of on the Game of Thrones, but I'd ask, who collectively are we interfacing with that's maybe seen or at some points and not seen at other points, like Watchers, for example? Are we interfacing collectively with other elements?
Yes, it's my belief that we have an ongoing exopolitical conflict with a group that is presenting a major problem. It's really the big problem behind what we have happening with the deep state. So the deep state is in a conflict. So the deep state is sort of like the arm for this exopolitical conflict that's been ongoing certainly since the end of the Second World War. And I believe this is part of the reason why Trump is moving forward with releasing the information, because the plausible deniability is beginning to collapse as we go into this big transition. And it may be that we have a bigger problem in China.
Okay, Joe, thank you. I've got one for you. This General Motors UAW strike is going on way too long. Of course, one day it'll end, but sooner than later?
Yeah, I think General Motors, along with Ford, is in big, big trouble. Ford's corporate debt is now considered junk status. The GM situation is going from bad to worse, and I don't see a happy ending with that. You got to remember, George, they bailed out GM, and they're still in trouble. They're still underperforming. Their stock hasn't really rebounded all that much. And not only General Motors, but General Electric. General Electric is essentially insolvent at this point. And, we're going to see some big, big companies that have been around for the past 100 years possibly go under when we see a major crash or correction in the markets.
And, of course, you know, if the automobile industry goes, so goes the economy.
Right. Well, I think that the economy is much more dynamic now. I mean, one of the good things is, there's no incentive anymore to do the jobs overseas. So all the infrastructure, all the manufacturing is coming back. That's the upside. The downside is the fact that AI is going to be taking out at least one-third of all those jobs that are coming back. So it's going to be very interesting. Look, I think we're going through a fourth industrial revolution. It's happening here. I think we need to be very optimistic about that. The old General Motors, Ford Motor Company, GE, right, that our parents basically were economically empowered with are declining as a new economy is emerging.
Johnny's in Alcoa, Tennessee. Welcome to the show. Hi, Johnny.
Good evening, and thank you, William, for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I have a very serious question of whether my health is going to continue to fail to the inevitable.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm going to say the word sick bed or burned out. That are you experiencing like, I don't want to say organ failure, but some of your subsystems are beginning to go into decline and have been going for the past 6 months?
Mainly my pulmonary, and it's really been giving me problems since my open heart surgery a couple
of
years ago.
Right. It could be, no, I'm not a medical professional. Are you getting some type of rejuvenative therapy to sort of activate and to rejuvenate your cardiopulmonary system? Because I'm seeing that being key. Also, I'm seeing the fact that you're not getting essential nutrients. It's almost like you're taking the medication, but you're not getting essential nutrients, such as like coenzyme Q10 and a whole list of nutrients that are vital and necessary to reactivate that subsystem.
Right. And a lot of mine is very directly connected to my very limited financial resources, because I very much believe in the nutrition part of it.
Okay. So I'm just seeing some of that.
Well, no, that is not an inexpensive thing.
Right. Yeah. Are you getting enough vitamin D, sir, in your system?
You know, that's odd you ask that, because one of the very first things that I started when I had to pick one thing I could afford is that I take 5 to 10,000 IUs of D, and I have for a couple of years now.
Okay.
And I can tell a difference, but as I said, I've deteriorated to the point that it's difficult to tell anymore. I'm not going to stop it, because I would hate to think the effect.
No. I think that's key. I think that's important. I'm just trying to figure out why your system is not absorbing the nutrients that you need to rebuild your cardiopulmonary system. I'm also seeing something with the adrenals. Do you take DHEA?
No, I do not.
Okay, all right. You may want to look into that. I think it's very critical right now that is it possible you can get some type of blood work done that can really see what is going on besides the typical CBC stuff? I think that's really important.
Well, I've been in the emergency room twice in the last week and hospitalized once in the last week.
Yeah.
One of the only things as far as that sort of lab work that I was told about was one of my emergency room visits. Apparently my magnesium was very low to the point that they put me on an IV of it in the ER,
right,
which I'd never had anything like that.
And you need magnesium for the heart, Johnny.
Yeah. I mean, I would reach out. George, you have a doctor that comes on who's very good at being able to diagnose solutions for people.
He's very good.
Who are in his condition right now. And I think that's the route we need to take.
Right. Yes, I've actually checked into that. Joel Wallach. I'm a listener.
He'll be on in a couple weeks, Johnny, by the way.
And like I said, it's mainly a financial issue there.
Right, I understand. But maybe Joel can probably give you a minimum of supplemental solutions that will deal directly. Because I'm seeing right now this imbalance escalating, like becoming more problematic. So
it is escalating. Exactly. You're exactly right.
Yeah. So I don't want to worry you, but I just want to concern you. You need to take more definitive action, and you need to have a better strategy than you have now.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, good luck. And Doc Wallach should be on in a couple weeks. So keep listening and try to get through if you can, John, and see if we can get him to assist you and help you. What do you think, William, when people call in for advice? What's the number one topic? Is it jobs, relationships, health? What is it?
The they're living a life of secret desperation. They feel like they're living a false life. And these are very successful people, by the way. And I would say within that, most of it has to be that they're working the wrong job, or they're working the career that initially got them to a particular point, but it's no longer doing it for them. Or they realize they're sort of trapped in their marriage, and they don't know how to either, they're trying to make a decision whether to stay with it or to go it alone. And they're not necessarily 25 anymore. They're in their mid-40s, and it's a big leap. So I think those are the two big ones. And I think the third one, and it's all connected to it, is the fact that they really feel lost. They feel like they're going through something they, like a dark night of the soul, if you will. They're having the symptoms of feeling completely like they've lost their internal guidance, their compass. They don't feel right with their lives anymore, and they want to get to the bottom of it.
Why do you think this new movie, Joker, is doing so well?
I just think Joker is representative of the society that we've created. I think the Joker personifies all the incongruent, disempowering values and beliefs that cause someone to give up all hope and to act out in a destructive and chaotic way.
That's an interesting take. You may be right on that one, William. It's a strange situation.
Very strange. And I hear it's a very powerful movie because it sends many multiple themes, and it's a warning. It's a warning about the society that we are moving towards.
I'm predicting an Oscar for Joaquin Phoenix.
I agree. I back that prediction, George.
You know, he seems to have done – I've just seen the trailer, but he seems to do a remarkable job with that. And everything I hear about the movie from people, they just think he's superb.
Absolutely. I think this is arguably, if not the best movie of the year.
You've looked at Hollywood astrologically as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And I'm telling you, I'm seeing a major implosion of the Hollywood box office model. And what I mean by that is if you have a film that's like $150 million to produce or $200 million, and it makes $500 million, it's considered a critical failure by Hollywood.
Really?
Yes. You have to make $800 to $900 million today.
That's not going to happen anymore.
Not happening anymore. There's only one franchise made that, and you know what it is.
I would say it's the Star Wars.
No, not even that. It's the Marvel. In fact, the last.
Oh yeah. Taking them out of the equation. They're very good at what they do.
Exactly, and they have the backing of Disney. But even the last two Star Wars movies have not, even though they've been very profitable, and the reviews were mixed, especially on the last one, all right? But they are considered by the standard of Hollywood to be failures. They did not live up to expectation. So that's the problem. You can have a really good movie, have it very well received, like Godzilla, King of the Monsters, but it only made $500 million.
We're going to come back and take final calls with you in a moment. William Stickovers, the astrologer. And then, of course, next hour, we'll be talking about our cosmic ancestry in the stars. And welcome back. We're back with the astrologer, William Stickovers. William, what's next for you on your plate these days?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be speaking in New York at the Open Center 2020 panel, and I'll be speaking a few days later in San Francisco at their 2020 forecast panel as well. That will be happening in early January. So that's where I'm going to be putting all my focus on. And I just started a Patreon network, and I'm doing my videos two or three times a week and putting all the content out there and building a network of people, a community of people.
How can people see that?
Yeah, they can just go to Patreon and look me up on Patreon, the Patreon network. And I have three different tiers where they could join, and they can see if they like it. And it's pretty much like what we're doing right now on the show, but at a little bit more in-depth level.
And can you get to it through your website?
Yes, they can all search me through williamstickovers.com. which has all the details on my forecasts, webinars, lectures, along with a direct link to my Patreon network.
What do you think the next big shoe that will drop might be?
You know, I really don't think Trump can hold off what is happening with the economy. I think he's doing everything he can behind the scenes. But I don't think that he can extend and pretend this economy much longer. The reason I state that is once the repo markets were in trouble, I knew this was the prelude to the coming fugue of what will be occurring shortly after Christmas during the December 26th eclipse that's going to galvanize and set off and trigger a major market reconfiguration event.
And how about this impeachment inquiry? Is that going to affect him at all?
You know what? I think it's going to empower him. That's my prediction. I believe ultimately if the Democrats pull that trigger, that the type of subpoena and investigation power that Trump will put on all the members behind that, Comey, certainly the Bidens, including Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, where some of that money from both the Ukraine and China went towards the Clinton Foundation. That is the culprit. That's the kernel of what has been creating all of this type of political chaos. And it's Nancy Pelosi is a third party. She's involved in this in terms of trying to keep it contained and covered up. So I believe all these people, including probably the head of the Obama administration, James, and also James Clapper, along with Brennan, will all be put on the stand. And in that moment, the blowback will be so significant, it could lead to an electoral landslide of Trump, from what I can see based on the astrology.
Interesting. Okay, well, you're the first psychic astrologer I've asked this about, so we're going to record that and see what happens. And do you sometimes change your thoughts?
No, I've been holding back on this. I try and see how it's moving out here, but this is what I do see. Trump's indicators, his political career or success indicators get much stronger mid-March onward. And if they were to pull the trigger, let's say the Democrats would pull the trigger later this month or during the full moon, as we discussed earlier, it would take until March before they could get the Senate together to conduct a trial with the Supreme Court acting as the judges. And that's when the fireworks would begin. And as those fireworks would unfold during the Democratic nomination process, it would actually empower Trump, just like it did Bill Clinton.
Let's go to Stacy in Boise, Idaho, west of the Rockies. Hi, Stace. Go ahead.
Good morning, George. Hi, William.
Hi.
First long-time listener and first-time caller.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you can help me. I'm looking for what sort of work I should be doing to fulfill my soul's purpose.
Yeah, I mean, are you, like, chronically underemployed? Are you, like, going job to job or working multiple jobs?
Actually, my husband passed away a year ago, and I haven't been employed since.
Okay, all right, okay. So, you know, I'm seeing you, like, working or doing something where you're underemployed or not necessarily doing a job that's a career. The other thing I see going on here, and this is just outside of what you've asked, but I'm just saying, it's like you have too many irons in the fire. You just have too much going on. You're like at the point of exhaustion. Like, it's like you can't get yourself centered, and I think that's the bigger issue. You're also in a state of grief. There's sort of like a sense of grief or emptiness going on here. Are you working hard to deal with that? Is that something you've been focusing on?
Yes.
Yeah. I think what you need to do is I think there's going to be in a grieving process between now and into February, and then next year you need to make a set of compelling goals, and it's not just about a job, about how you're going to start over your life at this point, because you're going through a renewal period. You need to develop a set of goals because you've lived this type of life up to this point with your spouse. You had a certain structure, a certain schedule, that's all been completely turned inside out, upside down. So I think that's what it's about. I think jumping towards a job is just sort of like not really what needs to happen. You need to find out who you are. That is the most important thing. How are you going to contribute? How are you going to make a difference? And how are you going to living a life of significance and meaning needs to come first. And that's a transition that you're making in now. You're actually in that process of making that transition.
Okay, good luck, Steve.
In the health profession or the healing module, Lee?
I mean, you're asking me what type of profession?
Yeah, am I a healer?
Are you like alternative healing?
Yes, definitely alternative.
I mean, that's what I see you're inclined to. Are you doing like something like Reiki?
I'm thinking of Reiki, yes, or even, probably the strongest.
I'm seeing
one.
You like moving into something like energy and herbs and stuff like that, and you know, that type of thing. I don't think you're completely initiated, though. I think you're still putting your toe in the water. You haven't taken the deep dive. I think that's what you need to do next year.
Thank you for the timing. That's what I needed to know, the timing.
Okay, Stace, good luck to you. Let's take another call. Let's go to Indianapolis. Randall's with us. Welcome to the show. Hi, Randall.
Hey, I finally made it on.
Excellent.
Hey, I got a question about the economy and how it affects my job. I worked in a food grade related industry. I pull a tanker, and I pull a lot of food, oil to Kraft Foods and just all around. How long does the guest think this downturn is going to last, and how is it going to affect my job? I'm halfway up the totem pole. I've kind of solidified my position where I'm at, but what does the future hold?
Yeah, so basically, is your job secure? Will your company or where your position is at in the company be able to, will you be able to survive and thrive through this? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be a slippery slope. And I think it's not clear. To be honest with you, it's not very clear because I think there's going to be a number of changes in where you're working, that some unforeseen developments are going to emerge in March next year that is going to make the answer to that a little bit clearer. You know, for some reason, I'm seeing something with something around some type of heartbreak or feeling some emotional pain or a need to sort of let go of something, let go of a dream, let go of something. Is that relevant to what's happening? Sort of letting go of something.
I just got divorced.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you need to let go of that. You need to.
She didn't tell me all the ingredients in the box. Yeah. She was bipolar and she had PTSD. I tried to work with her on it, but it was just too much. Yeah. I had to move on.
That's tough.
Yeah. I think your job is secure into the spring of next year, and then there's going to be some changes, and you're going to have to be very nimble in your decision making.
All right. Good luck there. You know, when we met at the Soul Summit, I noticed one thing, William, about you. You don't sugarcoat anything.
No.
You just. Whatever it is, it is.
That's right, George. That's my policy.
Next up, we go to Linda Marie in Medford, Oregon. Welcome to the program. Welcome back, Linda.
Hi, William. Hi, George. William, will my finances improve this year?
Right to the point.
Let me ask a question. When you talk about finances, are you talking about like cash flow from a business?
Yes. My mother and I were singers, and also I'd like to know about winnings. Will cash flow come from lottery or sweepstakes?
Right. Well, you know what it's telling me? That you need to preserve for the long haul. You need to be putting your money in something that's going to accrue wealth, but it's because it looks like whatever you're doing with it to garner winnings, whether that's maybe some type of lottery or gambling or speculation, is not going to really cut it. So I'm a little bit worried about that. It's more about where you're not being intelligent enough with your money. Hey, look, to be honest with you, and I'm totally serious, and this is for everyone out there as well, it's almost too late to strategize. You need to, like, preserve your money. You need to go in silver, gold, Bitcoin. You need to put it there. Because that cash flow, what you have now, which is actually not so, it's actually pretty good, is going to start drying up. I think you're starting to feel it now, but certainly by next year. So do not assume the cash flow you have now will be what it is this time next year.
If you have to live on investments, you're saying.
Correct. Or the cash flow varies, especially if you're in an industry where disposable income, right? If you're in a disposable income industry, such as entertainment, it's going to be impacted.
Okay. And will my mother's health improve?
She's got a strong vitality, but we're doing everything enough to get to the root of the problem. So her vitality is strong, but I see some type of decline that is not being dealt with the way it needs to be dealt with. That could possibly shorten her life.
How old is she, Linda?
Well, that's why the cash flow is short. We're pretty much living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
A lot of
right.
people are. How old's your mother, Linda?
She's 72 now.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty young.
She's in excruciating pain from neuropathy.
Yeah. So, I think I don't know what the treatment protocol is, but I do think there's a better way to deal with this, way to manage it.
Is she a diabetic?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
And we are on Youngevity, on Dr. Wallach's supplements, but
right.
We can't afford everything that she needs.
Right, right, yeah. So, look, I'm going to say this. You really need to conserve. You got to play the long haul when it comes to your money, and it really has to come down to preserving your wealth. That's going to be really important.
For everybody.
For everybody, but especially with people who are living from paycheck to paycheck, they need to preserve their wealth because we're going to start seeing inflation kick in while there's a liquidity crisis occurring. And so that cash flow is going to tighten up for a lot of people.
We might have time for one more quick call. Danny in San Antonio. Hi, Danny. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mr. Norrie. Thank you so much. After 40-something years, this is my first time.
Well, welcome to
you
the
all
program.
My life.
Welcome to the program. Have a quick question?
Yes. Financially, there's no income. Do you see anything for me?
Yeah. Wow. I'll tell you this, that, I got to be honest with you. I see like 10 miles of bad road ahead right now, and it has to do with the fact that where you're at, all right, is not helping you. Where you're currently residing or where you're at is really not helping you. So there needs to be – you need to make small improvements after a difficult period ahead. How old are you, sir?
God will, December 28, 62. I'll turn 62.
Yeah. So
happy
right.
upcoming birthday, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah. So look, have you considered making a relocation or uprooting yourself or doing something to sort of change?
It's a long story, but I don't want to get into the whole thing because of the show. But since 2012, became disabled. The well run dry. My brother died, etc. All these things happened, and I'm sitting here. And the only thing I'm looking at is probably early retirement, and I don't know how that's going to go.
Right.
There became a problem, when I tried for disability, and I,
try again for that disability. All right, I think we need to go down that route, and something will shift. I also see some change in your housing, where you're currently living, and I see that all coming up. But that's more into 2020 and the spring of 2020. So next year is a big change for you.
Sure is. Well, you, my friend, thanks for being on the program, and let's keep in touch. And I hope to see you at an upcoming event, okay?
Great, George. Looking forward to it. Thank you for having me again.
Astrologer William Stickover's website is his name, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Up next, we are going to be talking about the cosmos.